Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
It is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. This is where you at. And it is Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock. My name is Sibongile Mofokeng. Gave you awesome sounds coming there from Pastor Stephen Opukiri. And the title of the song we gave you, He Was Crucified. And he's talking about the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ. But yeah, that crucifixion got us to where we at. Today we are sons and daughters of the Most High. Before I greet my guest, I see Smokey. Hi, Smokey. Saying hi, Sibongile Mofokeng. It's Smokey. I tuned in halfway in your talk with Pastor Ido. Can you please send me his name and phone number, please? Okay, we'll do that. I really would like to talk to him. Okay. I won't read your message any further, but I'm just going to send you the numbers. But for somebody who is also looking for Pastor Ido's numbers, they are 072-276-4424. I hope, let me see if I'm writing them correctly on your WhatsApp number, because I'm responding to your WhatsApp number as well. So it's 072-276-4424. And that is Pastor Ido, Pastor Ido Chroblar. Alrighty then, my family, I am so blessed at this current moment in time, and I'm welcoming my queen in the house. She is a life coach. She is a minister of the word. She's a pastor as well. She is in studio, and she's with her lovely daughter. I wish she could go and wave at the cameras so they can see her. She's like, no, I ain't going in. But it's such a blessing to have them in studio. Welcome, my queen. How are you?
I am highly favored and blessed.
And we say, Tina, sitting. Okay, where are we? Oh, yes. Welcome.
Thank you.
The Lord is so good.
It's awesome.
Uh-huh. How are you, can you feel that the year is already ending?
To some extent.
Okay. I think I'm guilty for Uguti because next week is my birthday.
Okay.
So every my year starts in September every year, and October is the festivities. So I feel festive season even before any other person feels it. And today we're talking to people who are seeking festive in their lives, you know, who are seeking healing, who are seeking restoration in their lives. I would like to, before I talk to you, just welcoming you to the family of Radio Pulpit on Heart to Heart.
Thank you for having me here.
Uh-huh.
So it's an honor to be here.
So we are talking about healing from the inside out.
Mm.
It starts there.
It starts there.
We always think, no, you got to be healed to snap out of it, you know.
It's not as easy as people think it is for some. Mm-hmm. It's a process.
Mm.
First of all, we have to understand why we have to be healed.
Mm.
And healed from what?
Mm.
People walk around with lots of wounds.
Mm.
So when we speak about healing, you don't see some of them, you don't see them from the outside. They are inside. And when they're inside and deep, they mess up a lot of things.
Mm.
They mess the way we look at life, the way we walk, the way we talk. So yeah, it's something that's really necessary for everyone.
What are the hidden wounds that you're talking about in Ndlovukazi? What kind of wounds are these?
Talking about trauma.
Yeah.
We're talking about past hurts.
Yeah.
We're talking about some wounds from upbringing.
Yeah.
We're talking about wounds from words that people spoke to us.
Ish.
Yeah.
And it stayed there.
And it stayed
and
there.
And we believed what they said about us.
Exactly. And that messes up everything. Because people say words out of anger, out of spite, out of what they are going through.
Mm.
And when are you thinking it's all about you?
Mm.
Whereas most times it's nothing to do with you. It's about the person that said those words.
Mm.
But because they were spoken to you, now you have to deal with them. And most times you don't even know how to get rid of them.
Mm.
And yeah.
So it becomes a struggle now.
It becomes a
struggle. To release yourself from the clutches of these.
It's a mental, physical, and a spiritual struggle.
Does it happen just like this when somebody speaks?
It depends on the state of your heart, the state of your mind.
Okay.
Because you can say anything to me, it will not land because I've got some cushioning things that I've worked on myself.
Yeah.
And to some people, yes, it really lands. It depends on, like, if you're saying something, let's say somebody that I think highly of, they say something, and then you go again and you hit something on top of that. When it lands, it goes deep.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, Sibongile, it's not what people say most of the time. It is the stories that we're telling ourselves that make that which a person says have an impact.
Wait. So you magnify it as an individual after it has been said.
Yes.
I've heard people, I remember Miles Monroe, the late Miles Monroe, who says, "This is what my teacher said about me."
It is what somebody said about you.
Yeah.
But that person may not necessarily have said that, but it is how you received it.
Okay.
It is on how you perceived that which was said to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's your receptors.
Okay.
And it's the state of the heart and the state of the mind.
Mm.
Yes.
But now it's so painful when it comes to children who are not ready for anything of that sort, right?
Yes. It's painful.
We believe everything we say to them about them.
Yeah, we believe things that our teachers have said. Most people are walking around from wounds that their teachers said about them. And it's so unfortunate that some children don't get to learn that it was not about them. It was about the teacher.
You know what I've learned, Ntlovukazi? Was it in March? Yes, it was on the 29th of March. I learned something that I was like, wow. Like I was wowed. I never thought that a person would do something awesome, but not in the full... Okay, let me explain it. So this person grew up without shoes, and the teacher laughed at him because he was wearing, I think, his mom's shoes at school, and he's a he. And the teacher laughed and the children laughed at school. And he worked so hard that, or was it his brother's shoes that looked like his mom's shoes? But anyway.
So his shoe story somewhere. Yes.
And then when he grew up, he made sure he never runs short of sneakers and the most expensive in the world.
Yes.
So he would go for a sneaker that goes for 30-something thousand or 100 and some. I mean, like the worst prices. And you're like, there's a sneaker for that price? So he travels around the world and he collects. He's a collector of sneakers until a psychologist said, a counselor said, why are you doing this? How many do you have? Where did it come from? And now he realized how hurt he is. So how bad does it get?
It gets real bad. It gets terrible. For instance, I think I had a story like that. Actually, I also have a story. I had somebody close, an aunt, who had so many clothes, so many, like the rails in her closets were falling. Wherever she went, she was collecting shoes, collecting clothes. It's because of a wound that's not healed. And many people go around with such wounds even in this day and time. You know, going back to what you said about the children not being healed or a teacher saying something, those teachers themselves come from a place
they
of hurt.
Broken
they are
themselves.
Broken.
Okay.
So
okay.
That terminology, I've got to understand that hurt people.
Yeah.
And they hurt them without even realizing. They don't know that they are hurt themselves. Because we just go on the way we are. We don't take a stop and say, okay, why am I doing this? People need to think, why am I doing this? Even that guy who was buying shoes all over. It's just from him. Because he did not know the root cause.
There's of where it comes
from.
Yeah.
I always, when I speak to people, I ask, okay, where does this come from? Because there's a reason for everything that is happening. Things don't just happen. People don't just get hurt. And from a coaching perspective, mm-hmm. I've got to, you know, when I'm with my coaches, when, whatever they say, depending on how it makes you feel, mm-hmm. then you have to understand that even if you say, I am healed from that, but the way you say things with a passion, it means that there's a wound somewhere.
Okay.
So you need to go down and find out, where does that wound come from? And most people don't get to go deep down because they are afraid of divulging and finding out what is going on right there. And most sicknesses come from wounds. Yes.
Now, I have this thing I've heard people saying, I'm afraid of myself. I don't love my company.
Yes.
I want noise around me. I can never stand being alone.
Yes.
Or even looking at myself in the mirror. So are we talking about such people? Are those broken people as well?
Yes. Also, it's the stories that they are telling themselves. You know, somebody can say to you, you are so fat, you're dark, you're so dark.
Mm.
And people associate darkness with ugly. We've got black, beautiful people.
Mm, mm.
But because of when somebody, how did that person tell you that? You are so fat.
Mm.
The person may have been a child. And now they are scared. They are afraid of looking themselves in the mirror.
Mm.
Even though a person has transformed
mm.
in so many ways.
Mm.
But because of what was said, that wound
is still there.
It's festering. Mm. So now you can't even, the wound is inside, but now you are seeing it outside in the mirror. But it's the issues, the matters of the heart.
Are we able to see these wounds ourselves, or we need somebody to point it like they did with the gentleman I spoke about?
Sometimes you do. You mentioned somebody said, I'm afraid of spending time.
Yeah.
Because they know what's going on the inside.
Okay.
That fear is not knowing how to deal with it.
Mm.
So most times people don't know that they are going through stuff.
Okay.
So you hear the terminology lately, bayagowa.
Mm.
They are going through something. Really, there is something that's going on the inside.
Mm.
And also, people need to open up and allow themselves to be healed. They hide. Sometimes you see a person likes wearing hoodies.
Mm.
You think that's stylish.
Mm.
No.
Mm.
Sometimes they are hiding.
Mm.
They used to be in a corner growing up.
Mm.
Now the world is like a corner. They are hiding from the world. So it manifests in different ways for different people.
What are some of these? You spoke about also diseases. Are these part of them? Where they manifest and show themselves?
Yes.
For?
So I quote.
Yes.
Like, for instance, cancer.
Mm.
Cancer comes from, it's a wound, comes from unforgiveness.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Okay, just a disclaimer. Yeah. We are not saying everybody.
No, we're not saying everybody. Like I quoted.
Yeah.
Okay, I can talk about that because I come from there.
Okay.
I was diagnosed stage 4 cancer.
Yeah.
So God healed me. I thank God. He's awesome and faithful.
Mm.
But then I read a book. So I wanted to know, is this true
that
they say that it comes from unforgiveness?
Yeah.
So I had to go back and check myself.
Yeah.
And yeah, to some extent for me, that was the truth.
Mm.
And yes, to some
as soon as you found out.
As soon as I found out, because I did not want this thing coming back.
Yeah.
In as much as it's a spiritual thing, let's put that also aside.
Yeah.
It's a spiritual thing, but somewhere, somehow, one has to check as to why is this happening.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's always, everything has a root. Things don't just happen. We need to find out that maybe people will come out and say, I want to get rid of this. When you understand, it's not necessarily you. You know, it may be how you were raised.
Mm.
Maybe you shout at your children.
Mm.
Because your mother used to shout it
to you.
And then now your children are miserable.
Sure.
Now their children are carrying that up in life.
Mm.
They are unhappy inside. And then they go into the world. Then they take out that on other people.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes a cycle until it is broken.
It's a ripple action.
Yes.
So whoever threw the stone created havoc.
Yes.
Yo.
Yeah. And there's so many reasons for these things, you know, for pain, for those wounds. Some of them, it's unforgiveness, like I mentioned, because you cannot hold on if you want to heal. You cannot hold on to something and heal at the same time. Mm-hmm. The other thing is denial.
Okay.
Refusing to confront the pain.
Mm.
It stays there, buried alive. Also, unbelief. The minute you doubt that I can be healed, you block the healing process and the mind not renewed. So it's so many, many things that we can talk about. But I just chose to speak about those four reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Disadvantaging you.
Disadvantaging you. And you hold on to it because for you it's a weapon. No, they did this. You feel like you have a right to this sickness, a right to this pain that is eating you on the inside.
Mm.
And you walk around with a smile, whereas deep down you are hurting.
Mm.
Yes.
So, and then does this also show itself from time to time where it's not suffered to even show itself?
Yes, it does. It does. Sometimes you have rages of anger. Where does it come from? Somebody says something.
Yeah.
Like you
you're
see,
already shaking.
You're already, yes. You know, and you're already, I'll show them who I am.
Mm.
Where does that come from? Somebody bumps you. Mm. Mistake. You turn and look at them and give them an eye, whereas it could have been a genuine mistake.
Mm.
So you're already walking on like, yeah, I'm looking. Who is going to touch me? You're already armored, you know, ready to fight.
Mm.
Yes.
What about the defensive people as well?
That too. You're defensive. What are you defending? What happened? So you need to think, if people can allow themselves and say, why am I defensive?
Mm.
Why am I walking around like with this? A mask?
Yeah.
Yes. So even a defensive mode, you are defending yourself from something.
Mm.
Why would you go around with a defensive mode? You know, maybe something happened in the past. In all honesty, there's a past, there's a root to everything that we are going through, whether we want to agree or not. And we can get out of those things. There are ways, there are interventions to help people get out of those things.
Mm.
And we know that Christ died so that we can have life and life in abundance.
Mm.
So if you're walking around with wounded, you're not living in abundance.
Mm-hmm.
And you will say, no, Jesus, this Jesus thing is not working. The word of God works.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure. The word works.
Yes. You need to.
How do you use the word?
Good question. So. You use the word, you must first, if you want, use the word, we're talking in terms of healing now.
Mm.
You need to be, you cannot heal what you refuse to name. You need to name the issue that you're going through.
Mm.
Because if you're just praying for healing, it's like you're shadow boxing. You need to forgive and let go. You cannot receive with clenched fists. You're letting go. You're releasing whatever was hurting you.
Mm.
Also, you need to renew your mind.
Okay.
That's the healing. So you ask God to heal you. Most people think that they can heal themselves. Genuine healing comes from God because he's the one that created you.
Mm.
He will go on the inside. Like Romans 12, to be renewed, transform yourself by the renewing of the mind, which is a process.
Mm.
People need to breathe. We need to stop lying to ourselves and stop believing the lies of the enemy.
Mm.
We need to use the word, meditate on the word.
Mm.
Find scriptures that talk to your situation. There's a scripture for everything that we're going through in life.
Mm.
So yeah, we need to get into that space where we allow the word to renew us, to heal us. The Bible says, Jesus said, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
Yes,
meaning
yes,
that the word already made a provision that there will be those who will be brokenhearted. So Jesus was sent to heal the brokenhearted. Yes.
I also ask myself, if we do even understand when it talks about renewing of the mind, you're like, oh. Exactly, yes. What does it mean?
Okay, renewing of the mind. Let's talk. You have this story that you've heard about yourself, or a story that you've been told. You were told that you are not enough. You replace it with a word that says the truth, that he has made me accepted and beloved.
Mm.
You've been telling yourself that I'm broken. You know, I cannot be fixed. But the word of God tells you that he restores my soul. So you meditate on that. You sit. Meditate is you sit on the word. Meditating does not mean that you're playing with your head. You empty your head. You fill it afresh with the word of God. And you meditate. You think about it. You make it alive in you. I am the beloved of God.
Yeah.
I am appreciated. I'm accepted. Yes. I'm the daughter of the Most High.
You say
High.
It even when you don't believe it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you say it. Because the reason you don't believe it is because you believe the lie. It's not that it's not the truth. It's because of the lie that you've heard throughout your years, that you are not enough, you cannot make it, you don't deserve it, you know. So that's the lie. The truth is the word of God.
Yeah.
So when you speak the word of God, you speak it until you believe, the same way that you believe the lie. The word of God will eradicate the lie that you've believed, and then you'll come to believe. That's why you meditate. You say it over and over. You can even stand in front of the mirror and say, I'm beautiful. I am loved. I am the apple of God's eye. I am success. You repeat what God says about you, which is our truth as believers.
Sure.
Nothing else.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly what we need.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Let's take a break and then come back to talk to you some more, my queen. May the Lord heal those wounds. I wonder how many of us are walking broken. And like that, because we are broken, we are breaking everyone around us, unaware sometimes. Sometimes we are even aware. They are telling us. And we are proud of it now. This is who I am. And look at the fruits that you are showing for it. The Bible says you will know them by their fruits. So do they know you? Who are you? What are your fruits telling us? We take a break. We're coming back.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Radio Pulpit is a family radio station committed to biblical values. For this reason, we have signed a code of conduct with the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Under the code, Radio Pulpit is committed to giving news that is accurate, comments that are fair, and programming that is not offensive, obscene, or harmful. If you feel that Radio Pulpit is not living up to that code, we encourage you to direct your complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa, P.O. Box 412-365, Craig Hall 2024, or send a fax to 011-787-0280, or email to bccsa@nabsa.co.za. The Broadcasting Complaints Commission is also obtainable on their website, www.bccsa.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Give it the sounds of Puela. No, God is a healer. And this is where we are at today. We are talking about healing from the inside out together with Pastor and Coach, life coach. We are talking to Pastor Lunga Buetha. She is in the studio with us right now. And yeah, my family, you can talk to us. The lines are opened on 012-334-1322. You can ask your questions. You can share your commands. We are here with you up until 3 o'clock, when Germany Johan L says hello to you on something else, and afterwards Lukom Kweriputi will say hello to you on Spectrum. And yeah, my family, we are getting healing. I don't know what is it that you need God to heal you from, but today is your day. Today, I believe, is your day. Pastor Lunga didn't come here by mistake. She came because God says today is your healing day. There's something that we struggle with. You spoke about, which is forgiveness.
Yes.
I think we measure. We are not like God. Because with God, everything is equal. A sin is a sin is a sin. Doesn't matter if I lied or I killed, it's a sin. I'm not sure. I don't know. But in prison, I know that they put them as according to their crimes.
Yes.
I don't think when it comes to God, we are put as according to our sins.
No.
A sin is a sin is a sin.
Yes.
And you find it's very hard for us because we judged the circumstance with how severe.
Yes.
The impact or whatever that was in our lives. And so it becomes very hard for us to forgive that person. How do we deal with that?
It's doable. Let me start there. People say it's difficult to forgive.
Yeah.
Forgiveness is a choice.
Yeah.
Forgiveness is not about the person, the perpetrator. It's about you.
Okay.
It's about letting go and not allowing what has happened to you to have control over your life.
Mm.
We walk around carrying people around us, allowing people to live rent-free in our minds. That's what I call it.
Mm-hmm.
You are walking with somebody that did something to you 10 years ago, 20 years ago. We are not saying that they did not do it.
They did it.
We accept.
Yeah.
However, this is about us. Forgiveness is about me. I want to heal. I refuse to walk around as a victim any longer.
Yeah.
So we go to God, Sibongile. I said earlier on, people do a lot of things to cover up for what's going on the inside. If I can mention, we drink, we eat, we smoke, we do all those things.
Yeah.
What we want to do is to deal with what's going on
the
inside, the pain.
Yeah. So people would hide behind your substance abuse.
Yes, substance. I didn't want to go there. Yes, but that's what people do.
Yeah.
Substance abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Also finding comfort food.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of things.
Shopping.
Shopping. Shopaholics. Why? Why would you? Okay, let's
compulsive
not say
spend
why.
It.
In coaching, we don't say why. We say, what makes you do what you do?
Okay.
So that unforgiveness, that letting go. Today, I think people need, we need to talk to people to let go of whatever it is so that they can be free. And when you are full of unforgiveness, God cannot fill what's already full because your heart is full of unforgiveness, yet you still want God to fill you. Say, fill my heart, Lord. Fill what space when there's already unforgiveness, unbelief, and all those other things that don't serve you. We need to choose what serves me. If I'm angry at John, who left me 5 years ago for Brenda, probably Brenda is not happy there wherever she is with the Sean or Paul. But why am I still holding on to it? Now you're not allowing. Ooh, something came. The Holy Spirit reminding me of something, Swangile. He's saying that when you are unforgiving, you are looking backwards. You cannot move forward and progress.
You're constantly on the rearview mirror.
Yes.
Okay.
How are you moving forward? There's a reason why God put our eyes in the front, not at the back. So we need to let go. Paul says, I lay aside all those things. You know, I lay aside every past, everything that is the sin that easily beset me. Paul says, I look forward, because the mark is forward, not backwards. So forgiveness is that anyone can forgive. To put it simple, in a nutshell, not underestimating or undermining the pain, the hurt, and everything. Forgiveness is a choice. You choose to forgive. You choose to let go. When you sit down and say, I am tired of this, then you will let go and you'll go to God. You let go and let God.
Yeah, sure. Yes. You decide.
It's a choice.
The power is in
it's
your
in
hands.
Your yes, he has given us authority. He has given us power to do all those things.
Yeah.
So even the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy, hatred, anger, unforgiveness, is from the enemy. So let go. You have the power to let go. Yes. And focus on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of your faith. Yes, it will free your mind, your emotions. You'll be able to think clearly. You'll see the world differently. You'll stop looking at the world with the mirror of what has happened yesterday and calling everyone names that they don't even deserve. Even in relationships, if we can go there, we go with balance brought forward.
There's something that holds on too much. It clinches. Ugh.
Okay.
It's pain that came. And you hear a person saying, I forgave Usibongile. But every time ngimbona, I start again.
You haven't forgiven.
But you hear what I'm saying.
But
so it becomes very hard. So what steps should you take to get there?
You have not. I've been there. I'm talking from experience now. I'm not saying that it's going to be easy with everyone. I wanted to heal. I identified the pain.
Okay.
Usibongile took my 100,000 that I was going to need to use. God, you have more for me. I'm letting it go.
Yeah.
It's the past. I'm allowing myself to be healed. I'm allowing myself to get the millions that God has for me. The pain, in as much as when you see Usibongile, you do that. You say you're forgiven. You have not. When you're forgiven, when they mention Usibongile, when I say another Usibongile, say, oh, hi, Usibongile. That's a different Usibongile.
You don't connect.
Yes. This is
and
what
then
people
she pays
do.
For the sins of
yes,
the
yes, this is what happens. You meet a Temba. The other Temba did this. So every, you know, Temba, that name Temba. No, you haven't forgiven. When you forgive, you're free. It's like you're floating. It's like people must learn to breathe Usibongile. Even when you have prayed, you know, breathing in and out, you're releasing. There's so many techniques of letting go of things.
Okay.
Take them to the cross. Jesus forgave you. Why would you not forgive when he has forgiven you?
One other thing that I've seen others do is living in a world of, I'm sorry, family, for using this word, but we pity ourselves. So every time a person meets us, we have forgiven Usibongile, but every time, I'm that one Usibongile hurt 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And you stay there. You are stuck in that.
You're looking for something. In coaching, we would want to find out, for an example, how would it look like if Usibongile did not do that? Then you painted that picture. A person would say that, if Usibongile did not do that, I would have been happier doing this. So what's stopping you now?
Okay.
So that's where coaching comes in.
So you're a person who's stuck.
You're stuck.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
You are stuck in that. You're stuck because you are comfortable. You don't want to face the world.
So wait. You are happy with people pitying you.
In a way.
It gives you a reward.
Yes, it gives you a reward. You feel like, yes, I have a right to this anger, to this unforgiveness, to this pity, to this pain.
Okay.
Whereas you are hurting yourself. You know, people who do that, when you are sitting alone at home, you know that's wrong. You, however, don't know how to get out of it.
Okay.
Most of the things that people suffer from, sorry if I'm putting it incorrectly, and I'm not undermining anyone's pain. I'm just talking about the way forward, that there is a way forward. There is a way to healing. There is a way to restoration. People sit with that because they feel, this gives me a reason to live. Like somebody disappointed you at school. You say, I'm going to show this person. I'm going to study. Even though you've achieved, you're still holding on to what happened in your first year. That lecturer that gave you 2% less from the passing mark.
Yeah.
And you repeated the grade or the course and you passed. Now you are a doctor.
But you're still holding
on. You're still holding on. Who's the prisoner?
You are.
Exactly. Yeah. So once, when you know that you are doing this to yourself, you're only hurting yourself, I think it will be easier to let go.
All right. My queen, we have come to the end. Yo, that was too quick.
Yeah.
Aye, that was too quick. Can we have another hour? But we are grateful for the Lord. And thank you so much for coming through to minister unto us. Can we talk to you in the coming time about us who are supposed to support those that are hurting? Because we expect you, especially in Christendom, after 2 days, Osala, you're still crying. Hi, Bo. So how do we also support each other when others are going through their worst.
You need to and walk they in need... love.
Okay, not today. Okay. Let's pack it. Let's pack it. We will come back. Smokey, oh my, your message. Oh my. Okay, I will just say, Smokey, we love you. May the Lord Holy Spirit hug you and minister unto you. We don't have enough time to can read that now. My queen is, and I are saying goodbye as we speak. So, but yeah, in all of that, may the Lord Holy Spirit embrace you and heal you from the inside out. Just may the Lord do that. Or am I reading it wrong? Are you a victor in that space? Okay, but we love you. We love you. I think let me send myself that message, and then next time we can start and talk about that. My queen, how do we get hold of you if we'd like to be in contact with you as the family of Radio Pulpit?
You can contact me on my cell number, which is 061-586-4423.
You can say that again, my queen.
061
right
586 4423. That's Coach Lou.
Your closing words.
May the good Lord heal you. Every wound that once drained, you will become well.
Yeah.
May the good Lord restore you.
Mm-hmm.
May the good Lord, I want to decree that wholeness is your portion,
mm-hmm.
healing is your inheritance, peace is your atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
and restoration is your new rhythm.
Mm.
In the name of Jesus, be restored, be revived by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, my queen. We love you. May the Lord keep keeping you and blessing you. And yeah, we can't wait to hear more on what God has in store for us through your voice. Family, we are signing out. Next up is Germany. Your announce on something else and that day, Monday on the... Okay. I see something else there. Okay, Sanet. Sanet will be giving us the news at 3 o'clock. Do enjoy the rest of our shows, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Lekker Navyek.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.